With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is set to make his first appearance today in an American courtroom on the narco-terrorism charges the administration used to justify capturing him and bringing him to the United States. President Trump addressed Maduro's arrest last night to reporters on board Air Force One.
Now, we have a very sick neighbor. It's not a neighbor, but it's close to a neighbor, and that's Venezuela. It's very sick. Colombia is very sick, too, run by a sick man who likes making cocaine and selling it to the United States. And he's not going to be doing it very long, let me tell you.
Maduro and his wife are expected to appear at this hour before a judge for a brief but required legal proceeding that will likely kick off a prolonged legal battle. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is ending his bid for a third term as governor. Just last month, Walz blamed massive entitlement fraud in his state on the fraudsters who exploited the state's liberal policies.
We are a state that chooses not to let people go hungry or homeless or uneducated. However, that generosity has been taken advantage of by an organized group of fraudsters and criminals. And so long-standing high standards of integrity of public funds go hand in hand with a culture of generosity.
And there is word now that Democrat U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar will be seeking to replace Walz as governor. Millions of Americans facing higher health care costs.
Democrats forced a six-week government shutdown over the expiring Obamacare tax credits, but the clash with President Trump and Republicans did not result in any changes. Congress offered no fix before the New Year's Day deadline for the subsidies, which were enacted during the pandemic. On average, the more than 20 million subsidized enrollees in the Affordable Care Act program are seeing their premium costs rise by 114%, according to an analysis by the healthcare research nonprofit KFF.
That is Greg Cluxton reporting, and this is SRN News. Abortion was the leading cause of death on Earth last year.
Worldometer has tallied up all the numbers for 2025, and it finds there were about 73 million abortions around the globe. 67 million people died of all other causes combined. That means over half of the annual deaths in the world being caused by abortion, a procedure that is entirely voluntary in the vast majority of cases. And the abortion total might be even higher given the lack of accurate information on the usage of increasingly popular abortion pills. Michael Harrington reporting.
Indonesia, the largest Muslim-majority country in the world, has a new penal code. It replaces a Dutch-era criminal law that had governed the country for more than 80 years. It also marks a major shift in its legal landscape. Under the amended code, sex outside marriage is punishable by up to 1 year in prison, while cohabitation carries a six-month sentence. Adultery cases can only proceed following a complaint. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
The toppling of the Maduro regime in Venezuela is not expected to have much of an immediate impact on oil prices. Venezuela's oil industry, built decades ago by American energy companies and expertise, is in disrepair after years of neglect and international sanctions. So it will likely take years and major investment before production can significantly increase. Advances across industries like robotics, healthcare and vehicles, wearables, gaming, and more are set to be on display as the annual CES trade show gets underway this week in Vegas, a multi-day event organized by the Consumer Technology Association. Wall Street's big focus remains on the tech sector and the expanding use of artificial intelligence. The sector has been key in the broader market's recent volatility. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.